your open mind.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Unfortunately, I was solid when it comes to understanding the
solid.
Solid when it comes to understanding the most important thing in life is about not having much or not or having less. Because of my Christian background, because when I was converted, not in church. I was converted in a bathroom. My conversion took place or happened in a bathroom.
So you believe everybody has to go into the bathroom to get saved?
When no. I talk about even
I got saved in my living room.
Even my
he
calling.
Got saved in his car.
No, even my calling to become a minister.
Yes,
I was convinced to become a minister in a bathroom. No, the bathroom I'm talking about is like the American bathroom. It's a pit bathroom.
A what?
A pit.
A pit.
Yeah, a pit.
So like a box, like an outhouse.
Right. So the stench and all that kind of stuff was there. And I was praying in the midst of this stench. And then when I heard God said, I want you to go to the Bible school. I made a decision right there. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I had been praying for about an hour and a half since 4:30.
Was it an audible voice or
no, just
an
inside.
Unction?
I felt, yeah.
I felt that unction,
was there.
Yeah.
So when I came here, I was struck by the wealth, but sometimes John would come and say, hey, let me give you a ride. I have to say, well, just go on. I would just walk. Because sometimes I'd be praying on the way.
And in Africa, you're used to walking.
I still walk.
I noticed that in Africa, everybody walks a lot.
Yeah. I still walk. No,
and that's why you're so thin.
Now I'm getting weight.
Now I need to walk with you.
I have gained weight.
Yeah. I need to come to Tanzania and walk. Yeah. And I also noticed that the boys, little black boys, when I was in Zimbabwe, they hold hands with each other walking down the street. There's nothing homosexual or gay about it. Mm-hmm. It's just that sort of affection is acceptable. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
I tried that when I was here to an Egyptian friend of mine. We were going to school the same.
Yeah.
I tried to hold hands, putting my hands on his shoulder. He threw it away. He said, don't do that.
Not here now.
What? How, that would be a sign
misconstrued.
Of homosexuality.
Yes, yeah,
misconstrued.
Yeah.
But in my country, we do that all the time.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, America has had its changes. We're a young, brash, arrogant nation.
I think so.
And, in France, they kiss each other, and it's acceptable. Mm-hmm. We are a young, when I was in France, I was interviewing a cab driver. Mm-hmm. And I was in Sète, France. I don't even know where it is, but anyway, I'm driving around doing an interview. It's this little town. Mm-hmm. I said, what's there to do here? Mm-hmm. He said, he's a young man. He said, there's nothing to do here. I said, why? He says, it's a young city. It's only 300 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh,
that's what 300? It's only 300 years old because in here we're not even 300. So we are a wealthy, mm-hmm. brash, mm-hmm. spoiled, mm-hmm. arrogant child. Mm-hmm. And that's why the world, there's a lot of hatred, because they see, mm-hmm. look, and then there is noblesse oblige, there's the obligation of mm-hmm. nobility, mm-hmm. and we are called to share. Mm-hmm. I'm just afraid that there's been some wrong extreme sharing going on, but we're not going to get into politics today. So now, is there anything, I want to get to what happened recently. We can always go back there to mm-hmm. that time,
mm-hmm.
but... So how many, what happens next? I want to, because I read in the magazine, Vero's Voice magazine, mm-hmm. your story, mm-hmm. and you contacted your friend back in the USA, John, mm-hmm. and said, I'd like to build.
Actually, I contacted him.
Yes.
This was back in 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. Because we had lost contact mm-hmm. with each other. Mm-hmm. We had just finished the building on Flame Vine Lane.
Beautiful church.
Mm-hmm. And my leadership, the vestry, said, Pastor John, we really want you to take a sabbatical. Mm-hmm. And so that was...
Is that good or bad? They wanted to get rid of you or what?
In fairness, they wanted me to get some rest. I mean, a building campaign is very exhausting, and they wanted me to get out of town and get some rest and get a reset.
Now that's the how kind.
Yeah.
How good.
Kind of one. Yep. It was very kind. Very
thoughtful.
And so I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be off for 3 months. What am I going to do?
Right.
And so I ran into a lady at a supermarket. I was back up in Fairfield. I run out into a lady who actually had housed Bella for a period of time when he was in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And we talked to each other in the supermarket, and we immediately started talking about Bella. Where's Bella? And what had happened was, in the early days of the internet and emails, he had let an old email go. He wasn't using it anymore, and there was a scam artist who picked up his email and started sending scam emails to the U.S. to everyone on his list that, I'm not doing well, I have kidney disease, and I need help.
No.
And so literally there were people who were sending money, right?
Boy.
Because this was in the, now you'd see this kind of thing, and immediately you'd say, oh, it's a scam. But it was in the early days when we really did, we weren't savvy to these kinds of things.
Right.
And so I see this lady in the supermarket, and we're like, where's Bella? And I said, I think he died of kidney disease.
Said that.
Yeah, I said that. And she turns to me, she says, I don't think he's dead.
That's Carolyn Stubbs?
Yeah, this is Stubbs. This is Carolyn Stubbs. And so I said, well, you know, let me see what I can do to see if I can track him down.
Why didn't you send that guy money? If you thought it was him.
Number one, I didn't have any money. Number two, I think in the back of my mind, there was something fishy about the whole thing to me.
But now I'm going to look at you. Now, if I was you and I was back in Tanzania, I would have held on to him like a winning lottery ticket. I would have stayed. When I got back from Africa and I sang there, I went up to the fencing when I was singing, the concert at Chibuk Stadium downtown Rye, and I touched all their hands. Because I thought about Mother Teresa. The preacher, they didn't care about. When he got done preaching, they started yelling for me again, Palmer, Palmer. And I realized because I touched them. I got tens of hundreds, thousands of letters requesting Bibles and money. I was living in the ghetto of Troy, New York. I couldn't send all those people any money. I had nothing. So if I was you and I was living there, I mean, I would have held on to him like, wow, I found my bankroll here. I mean, here's this guy, and he can help me do this and do that, and you know, because I will confess before the Lord, you know, you put somebody in front of me, I'm going to take the opportunity not to manipulate and use, but in a sense manipulate and use, I guess, you know, can you help me? And it's hard to ask for money, but you let him get out away from you. Why? Why did you not? You didn't look at him like as a ticket to financial blessings.
No, I didn't look at him that way.
You didn't look at him that way?
No. Secondly,
how did you keep yourself from, and I admire you for that. Because because I've always had a hard time with poverty. Remember, I was wealthy, then I went to poverty. Poverty scares me. So you being in Tanzania and then, you know, having to go back to, you know, whatever it is you eat there and a dirt floor. But you didn't manipulate him.
No, I didn't want to manipulate him.
And you didn't keep up your friendship. Well, why not?
Our friendship was there, but it was kind of
fading.
Covered with something else.
It was what?
Covered with something else. I was so busy.
What's the word he's using?
Covered.
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 Covered by
covered
something.
Covered with, yeah.
There's other, you're busy with the things
busy
of the day.
Busy with the things, yes.
Yes.
Trying to be, trying to think about marriage. I wasn't married at that time.
Okay.
Who am I going to marry? Which wife, which woman.
Which will make all the difference in the world.
All those kind of things. But I was trying to also to relate to my family, my parents. You know, they had embezzled all the money I had to send them.
Your parents?
Yes, they had embezzled them. They didn't buy even a nail. Not even a shoe. All the money I was working to make life better for my family didn't work. And I was there very upset. And I said to myself, I need to think about how I'm going to begin putting together a house for them. So all these things were going on in my mind. So I was.
Were you mad at God for allowing your parents to be thieves?
What was that?
Or were you mad at God for allowing your parents to steal from you?
They didn't steal from me. But they didn't use the money which I was sending.
Oh, they didn't steal. Oh, I thought they stole. No, okay, they didn't steal. You gave them money.
Yes, I sent the money because I was working all kinds of
jobs. Oh, you sent the money from America?
Yes.
While you were in seminary?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I was working all kinds of odd jobs, cleaning, cutting grass, gardening, everything I can put my hands on.
Well, you know, you also have to understand, what's the average income of somebody in Tanzania annually? $300 a year? $200 a year?
There are people who make a lot of money.
Oh, there are?
Oh, yes.
So it's not like Haiti? No.
To some people, yes, it's like Haiti.
Because you were making money and you were sending it back to Tanzania, there's the temptation of that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our son has hit the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's my father used to tell me that maybe you are making a lot of money. I said, no, I'm not making a lot of money, father. I'm working very hard to make your life a little bit better because I know the situation back home.
Well, you honored your mother and your father.
Yes.
Yeah. Honor thy mother and thy father that mm-hmm. their life may be long.
Yeah. So it really distracted me from keeping the... Secondly, I had a professor who kept contacting me, but eventually he decided to just cut it off. So I said, maybe Americans, once you are out of sight, out of...
Now, this was a who in here, an evangelist? Or who
it was a professor.
Oh, he was giving you money?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I thought you said he was supporting you.
But he just quit.
He was wondering why we were out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Bishop Bella explained it well. You get, in the early days, so now I'm out of seminary and now I'm starting this new life in ministry, mm-hmm. and you get so, and we're raising children, and you get consumed right. with doing it. And
How many children do you have?
Well, eventually, yeah. By the time I moved to Vero Beach, we had 3 children, and they're young, and mm-hmm. it's a very intense time of not only parenting, but also in new time in ministry. And do I still love Bella? Yeah, I still love Bella, but I'm not even sure he's alive still.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you call him.
Yeah. So eventually, I was able to track him down. I got his new email address, and of course, it was a joyful thing just to know that he was still alive. Mm-hmm. But then I told him, hey, I have time. I have a sabbatical. I want to come visit you. And so we arranged for me to come to...
Not 2 beds and a TV.
to come to visit him in Bariadi, Tanzania, yeah. which is a small backwater town in Tanzania. And we show up, and Bella, who had lived in my parents' mansion on Brett Road in Fairfield, Connecticut, is now living in a one-room mud brick home with a wife and 5 children.
Where were you going to stay?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Greetings, family. This is Jonathan McLean, the general manager at WCNO. WCNO Christian Radio at 89.9 is on the air because of our listeners' faithful financial support. March the 31st through April the 11th will be our spring fundraising season. I want to thank each of our partners in advance for your continued support and ask that you please return the pledge forms you receive as soon as possible. If you did not receive a pledge form, you may not be on our mailing list. Please call 772 772-